As we discussed in our previous year, there's a fundamental question if why essay doicha leisa say, the machlokes Rav Nissim Goyin and the Ramban. With Rav Nissim Goyin saying that that's a rule that the Torah established, that essay doicha leisa say, when an essay and a doicha leisa say clash, the essay supersedes the leisa say, and Ramban explaining it represents midas ahava superseding midas yira. And in understanding this question, this machlokes rishonim, many achronim want to suggest that the question is a much more fundamental question, that this machlokes is a much more fundamental machlokes. This machlokes represents a question, is esa doicha leisa say hutra or dechuya? Throughout Shas, we find in many circumstances where there are situations where something which is not really permissible should be done. Is it permissible hutra? Is it permissible without any question? Or is it only the chuya? Clearly, one of the examples that we said that would clearly be a situation of the chuya is a situation that we discussed at the end of our previous year. And that's eating on Yom Kippur. If Chas V'Shalom one is sick and must eat on Yom Kippur, everybody agrees that it's dechuya. It's not. He certainly may eat. Not only may eat, he certainly should eat. But it's certainly a situation of dechuya. It's not considered something that l'chatchila should be done. A very famous question. We know that on Shabbos, for a situation of pikuach nefesh, we may be mechalal Shabbos. And there's a very fundamental machloikus rishonim. Is it hutra or dechuya? Is it permissible without any question? Or is it only dechuya? We have here a situation of pikuach nefesh. We need to do what we need to do. But it's not something that's lechatchila. And perhaps this machloikus of the Ramban and the Ran also is a question if esse doicheloisese represents hutra or dechuya. According to the Ran, who explains that in a situation of essay doicha loisasei, it's not that the essay supersedes the loisasei. The loisasei, the Torah never established that there is such a loisasei in a place where you won't have to fulfill a mitzvahsei. So then it's certainly hutra. There's no loisasei. It's not that one is violating the loisasei. There is no loisasei. If, however, we say that it's only because we have a clash, as the Ramban seems to explain, between Midas Ahava and Midas Yira. So I have to choose one. So the Torah tells us to choose the Midas Ahava, the say, over choosing the Midas Yira, the Laisa say. But of course, if one would have an option, he would choose to be able to do both. So according to Ramban, it's a situation of the Chuya. And this actually question of how to understand the machloikus of the Ramban and the Ran has many different ramifications and many different shailas as we learn the sugya of essay doicha leisa say. The halacha is essay doicha leisa say. But as is clear in the Gemara, essay is not doicha leisa say vasay. When an essay comes in face to face with a leisa say, essay doicha leisa say. But if an essay comes to face with a leisa say and a say, there we don't say essay doicha leisa say vasay. And the reason is very obvious, as the Gemara says. My ume the high essay, my high essay. Why is the first essay any stronger than the second essay? So the Rishonim debate, what is the halacha if someone had such a situation where it was an essay versus a lois assay, an assay. And he did the assay. Is it considered that he violated the lois assay, or is it not considered they violated the lois assay? Tosfos says that, of course, it's considered as if he violated the lav. The Riva disagrees, and the Riva says, essay doicha lois assay, he hasn't violated the lois assay. How do we understand this machlaikus? according to the way we're understanding the machlokes, the Ramban and the Ran, this machlokes is very understandable. The Ran says that the Torah gave us certain rules. Eser Doichalos say is a rule in the Torah. But the rule is only said in certain circumstances, where it's an essay versus a lysasay. If it's an essay versus a lysasay vasay, under those circumstances, the rule was not stated. If the rule wasn't stated under those circumstances, so you're not allowed to be over the lysasay vasay. And if you did violate that lysasay vasay, not have you only violated the essay, but you've also violated the lysasay, as Tosfos teaches us. The Ramban, however, will learn like the Rival. The Ramban says the mitzvah midas ahava supersedes midas yira. Since midas ahava supersedes midas yira, if somebody chose to do the mitzvah asay, even though it meant violating the lav, so he chose ahava over yira, is what the Torah tells us to do. And therefore, although he has violated the second essay, he has not violated the mitzvah's essay. Or, there's another question. When we speak about mitzvah's essay, there are two types of mitzvah's essay. One type of mitzvah's essay is a mitzvah. On Sukkot, we have two types of mitzvahs to say, actually. One type of mitzvahs to say is that there's a mitzvah to do a mitzvah to say. That is, to take the dalad minim. One is supposed to take the dalad minim. But there's another type of mitzvahs to say, and that's called an iser asay. Taking the dalad minim is a mitzvah to take the dalad minim. If you haven't taken the dalad minim, you violated the... You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, but you haven't violated anything. If, however, one eats chutz l'sukkah, it's not just that he violated a mitzvah, that he hasn't done a mitzvah asay. He did an iser asay. He violated a mitzvah asay. So now the question is, when we say esay doicha lois asay, what type of mitzvah asay was it said regarding? It could well, according to Ramban, it could be only a mitzvah asay, which involves doing a mitzvah, not just an iser asay. But according to Ran, it could be different. Which also answers a very fundamental question, which the Mefarshim ask. We learn in our Gemara that what is a prime example of esay doichalos asay? So the Gemara gives up as a prime example of Esei Doichalos Asei, Klai and Betzitzis. Whereas the Gemara explains at great length, the Tchelis on the Tzitzis must be made out of wool, and the Beged could be made out of linen. So when we tie those wool Tzitzis onto our linen Beged, we have a problem of shatness. And the Torah teaches us Esei Doichalaisasei. And by saying essay doichalaisasei, the mitzvah, the assay of tzitzis is doichalaisasei of shatis. So all the mefarshim asked the obvious question. Why enter into a situation of essay doichalaisasei? Because I'm wearing a linen beged and now I have wool tzitzis. Just put on a wool beged. And if you wear a wool beged and have wool tzitzis, you wouldn't have any issue. And you wouldn't have a question of esay doichalos asay. It's a question that many ask. So, the answer that's given is, or Kiv Eiges says this answer, is based on a Mordechai. The Mordechai says that if one is, it's Shabbos, and we know, of course, that on Shabbos one may not tzitzis on his beged. And now it's Shabbos, and he has a beged that has four corners, that's obligated in tzitzis, but he can't put the tzitzis on. Says the Mordechai, under those circumstances, he doesn't have to wear tzitzis on his beged. Because, says the Mordechai, When is one obligated to put tzitzis on his beged? One is obligated to put tzitzis on his beged only when he has the ability to do so. But if he doesn't have the ability to do so, he doesn't have to wear, he doesn't have to put on tzitzis. So if so, says the Mordechai, says Rabbi Kivege, here too. If you'll have a linen beged, so you're not obligated not to wear a beged. Wear a beged without tzitzis. But what will happen is, you'll be left without the mitzvah tzitzis. And that's why Esei Dechaloisa say, it says put it on. But that's only if we follow the opinion of the Ramban. Because the Ramban doesn't want to leave us without the mitzvah tzitzis. The Ramban always wants us to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis, which, as we keep on repeating, represents the midas ahava. According to the Ran, Rabbi Kivega's question doesn't really begin. Because what does the Ran say? The Ran says, Esei Doicha Loisa say, that when you have an essay clashing with a Loisa say, Hutra, the Loisa say doesn't exist. The Torah said that under those circumstances, there is no Loisa say. So it's not a question, go look for another pair of tzitzis. I don't have to look for another pair of tzitzis. Because Esei Doicha Loisa say, says that under these circumstances, the Loisa say wasn't said altogether. In a situation where the mitzvah, where there is an essay, but the essay is not my mitzvah's essay, do we still say essay doichalois essay? So there are a number of rayas that we say essay doichalois essay either under those circumstances. One is in our Gemara. Because in every act of Yibum, there's an element of Esei Doicheleis Asei. Yet we do it. Now, we had a discussion in a previous shiur. Who has the mitzvah Yibum? Is it only on the Yavam? Or is it on the Yavam as well? And we said that many hold it's only a mitzvah on the Yavam, not a mitzvah on the Yavam. If that's the case, ask the Mefarshim, so yes, the man has a mitzvah, Esei Doicheleis Asei, but she doesn't. So from here we see that even if it's not a mitzvah that's my obligation, we still say Esei Doicheleis Asei. But I did see, certainly if we hold that she has a mitzvah, then this raya is not a raya. But moreover, I saw from the Imre Moshe, he says a gval de gvart. He says, a situation of erva could only be a situation of erva if the man is also to the woman and the woman is also to the man. If there's a mitzvah yibum on the man, and since there's a mitzvah yibum on the man, there's obviously no issa erva here. It can't be that there should be an issa erva on the woman to the man. It has to be a two-way street. Another raya would be a bris on Shabbos. So yes, a bris on Shabbos represents a Chilul Shabbos of making the bris milah. But we know that a bris, is, as the Gemara says, is done on Shabbos anyway. And so that obligation is an obligation on the father. It's not an obligation on anywhere else. Yet we know that not only may the father be the moil, others may do the bris milah as well. So from here we say, Esei Doicheleis Asei, even when it's not my mitzvah. But again, if we follow the opinion of the Ran, of course, because in a place where there's a mitzvah say, there is no lo say, there is no issa milah. It's not considered a malach on Shabbos. According to the Ramban, it may be a raya that Esei Doicheleis Asei is so strong that it even applies to people who don't have this obligation. One of the other rules when we speak about Esei Doicheleis Asei is a rule of Be'idna. The rule of Be'idna says that Esei Doicheleis Asei only applies when the Esei and the Leis Asei come at the exact same moment. So then, Esei Doicheleis Asei. But if they don't come at the same moment, then we don't say Esei Doicheleis Asei. Although I saw the Aruch Lener asks a question. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya that Esther doicha loisa say, even a loisa say sheyesh by karis, because you're allowed, because we had to have a pasuk that you're allowed to build, you're not allowed to build the base of Mikdosh on Shabbos. If Esther is not doicha loisa say sheyesh by karis, why is such a pasuk necessary? So the Gemara said, on that vav and aleph, loy lav de mechamer. The lav that's being referred to is lav de mechamer, where one is leading an animal. Ask the Elchaner, what's the mitzvah to say here? The building, the base of Mikdash. What's the loisa say? Leading the animal. I'm not leading the animal. Leading the animal is only helping towards building the base of Mikdash. But I am not quite yet building the base of Mikdash. So it's not be'idna. So why is that considered a situation of essay doicha loisa say? So he quotes a Magen Avraham, who quotes a Shibali Leket, that even though essay doicha loisa say, when it's an essay letzoyre, you have to have the idna, that they both come at the same moment. When it's an essay the rabbim, when it's an essay the rabbim, then we say essay doicha loisa say, even if it's not the idna. And here too, since it's not the since it's an essay the rabbim are building the base of Migdash, therefore there is no rule of Be'idna. But there's another interesting Ramban. The Ramban, in focusing on the Gemara, on Dav Vav on the base, which speaks about, would one be allowed to give Sreifa, do Sreifa on Shabbos, says, and the Gemara goes into an issue, is it Esse Doicha Loisa say? But the question again asked Ramban, how could this be considered Esse Doicha Loisa say? The Gemara said that what is the Isser involved in doing Sreifa? The melting of the lead that will be poured down the person who's Chayiv Misa. But the melting of the lead is not done at the same time as the actual Misa's Besdin. First they melt the lead, and then they pour it down her mouth. So how could I suggest that this is a situation, asked the Ramban, of essay doicha loisa say, where the essay is being done before the loisa say? So the Ramban answers, since the preparation of the lead is part of the Mises Besdin, so he says, when we say that it has to be be'idna, doesn't mean it has to be the exact same moment. The preparation of the lead is all considered part of the Misa Sreifa. And therefore, that is enough for it to be considered be'idna, that the concept, Esei Doicha Loisa say, if it's applicable, should apply here as well.